We are now at verse 1, and it is 8 measures long. Here are the first 4 measures. And so, like before, let's just start with the first 2 measures. Here they are by themselves. So right here we're playing G, C, E, and this is the G below middle C with my first, middle C with my third, and then the E above that with my fifth. With the left hand, I'm playing the C below middle C with my first. So these sit together, sustain pedal up and down. Then left hand, play the C 2 below middle C with your fifth. And then we'll have this. Now right hand moved up to A, D, F sharp. So that's the A below middle C with our first, D above that with our second, F sharp above that with our fourth. And you'll see why I put the fourth finger on the F sharp in just a moment. With it left hand, we'll play the D below middle C with our first. These hit together, pedal up and down. And then left hand, play the D 2 below middle C with your fifth. Then right hand, I want you to play the E above middle C, which should be right under your third. And then we'll come back to this. Right hand, this is B, D, F sharp. And that's the B right below middle C with your first, D above that with your second, and then the F sharp above that with your fourth. With it left hand, we'll play the G 2 below middle C with our fifth. These sit together, sustain pedal up and down. Then right hand with your fifth finger, play the G above middle C, while the left hand plays the D under its second finger. And that should be the D below middle C. Those sit together. And then left hand will have this. This is G right below middle C with your first, E below that with your second, D below that with your third, and then the B below that with your fourth or fifth. Now, the reason I would like for you to try to use your fourth is because of what's coming next, and we'll need the fifth finger for that. If you can't stretch that far, that's fine. We can just jump to this next chord. So here are these first 2 measures of the first verse again. Now let's take a look at 3 and 4.